You are now listening to the Warp World Podcast. Boom shakalaka!
Welcome to episode 196 of the Warp World Podcast, the podcast where three friends talk about games, movies, life, and corn dogs. I'm X-Water, joined today by host one, Jakku.
Hello.
And host two, Grand Poo.
I'm demoted.
well, you are number two.
I just wanted to I don't give you guys the pause. That's between fair. Yeah, I was just trying to like make it clear, but anyway, you're both number one in my heart, if that matters.
Host three or host zero? How are we doing this?
I'm actually host A.
Oh
yeah, I went alphabetized.
You're host A
with an E-H. I see.
Yeah.
All right, pressing matter we got to get back to though. This insult we were talking about, this insult you got. So can you use it on Poo? Because obviously you can't, it's your New Year's resolution. You can't insult me this year.
Right.
And then we got to unpack it.
All right. Let me see if I can get this straight in my head. Like, I haven't used it.
I don't know why we're doing this.
But
I feel like we should totally move on from this, honestly.
I feel like, you know what, this... I'm down with that. And that way, you know, people that are now listening, like, wait, what did I miss? Don't miss it next time.
Yeah, I'm not super attached to it. I'm okay with that.
You need to be on the Patreon, and then you can get all the pre banter, and then you'll know.
That wasn't even, that was like pre-show post banter though.
Well, there's the Patreon, you miss that, and then you also, you know, you come to the Twitch channel.
There was some spicy Patreon content.
There was some spicy content today.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well,
but yeah, we don't have to start off a podcast insulting each other.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah,
it's a podcast for friendship. Not none of that business here.
That's what you said. You said it was for friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And a podcast for the discussion of everything going on in our lives. So, I got a new camera. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
guys might be able to. We got some new action. I'm still kind of working through the settings on it, but like, it's so cool to have a fancy new camera, and I can use it like off of my setup because it's like one of those mirrorless cameras, so I can like actually record stuff away from here with it, which is super sweet. Nice to move out away from the webcam. Very excited about it.
I really was surprised to hear that you were still rocking that C920. Like, it was a good camera. I think we've all had it.
Yeah.
But I thought you moved on long ago because I'm like, your camera looks pretty good. And I would not have imagined it was still the C920.
Yeah, the C920, it's a good camera with the right lighting and the right settings.
It is a pretty good camera.
Yeah. It is the Rolls Royce of webcams.
Yeah. And like it only got more expensive as time went on because
so many
people were buying them up.
Right, it's like $170 right now, and I remember buying like I have like two spares over there that it's just like they're on sale for $40. I'm like, yeah, if I ever need another camera for stream.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was for multiple angles. But yeah, no, you're gonna enjoy the camera you got, especially because like you said, you're gonna be able to take it to go record things. I'm sure your sub alerts are only gonna be better now because you will have a decent camera.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's probably the most exciting part you got to have for him.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be a good part.
Camera around, you know.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got a portable green screen too.
I don't have a portable green screen. I do want one, but I haven't invested in that yet.
You don't really need a portable green screen since you know wherever you put the green screen is good enough. But it's useful enough. It's a good camera. I think you've been using it all week, right?
I got the like all the stuff in, so I've been using it this week and just kind of like playing around, trying to figure out like tweaking the settings and all that, because there's so many settings on cameras, dude.
There are. Me and Ross were at the studio actually, and your stream was up on the TV, and he's like, "What's wrong with the TV? X-Water's colors are different. We got a new camera." He's like, "Oh." Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, it was noticeable by, you know, other people.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part about it is just having it, like, look good and also be 60 frames. I know, like, a lot of, like, movie buffs don't like the 60-frame stuff, but I feel like gamers do.
It depends on the content.
Well, movies look really weird. I mean, movies are filmed in 24 frames most of the time.
Yeah.
And they look weird. Like, have you ever seen like a 60 frame TV show or movie? They look so strange.
Yeah. They always seem like, I don't know. I think the first time I seen like a high frame rate TV was actually Saturn's house. I think his dad got like a really high frame rate TV, and we're all looking at it like, something's off about this. And we just, it's like,
yeah, when they have like the auto smoothing feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the first exposure I feel like was to those is like the first time you watched a soap opera, because those were all recorded in like a weirdly high frame rate. And you could never put your finger on it when you're a kid, but then you're like, oh my God, that's what's weird about it is this frame rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very.
Yeah, it is weird that they would do high frame rates.
I think for some reason it's cheaper. I think that's why, because
I just use consumer cameras.
Yeah, soap operas don't strike me as like the highest budget productions.
Which is crazy because they go on for so long. Mm-hmm. And like they got
they're the Twitch stream of TV.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Like it was, I think what was it? Something Hospital, General Hospital. I think was mm-hmm.
Yeah, one. Days of Our Lives was another big one.
Yep. I think
yeah.
They're still on.
Probably. I don't know where. I don't know what channel.
I check the wiki page. I'm like, oh, season 48. And like it's like, oh yeah, and in season 22, so and so did this. And then they came back in season 36. You're like, what the holy shit? Somebody had to write this too.
Wait, they did it in 42 and then they came back in 36? Like that's kind of wild.
Yeah, regardless, like, yeah, they just like the amount of like detail that people go into, and like where you see the shifts in the generations of the characters, because like there's characters that obviously start to take over as the main characters of the show as the other characters get moved out because they're getting older and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
but then like it's like, oh, I remember this guy from the 90s, and it's like, oh, he came back like 20 years later. I thought he was dead by now because he was old then.
Just to put in perspective, General Hospital is the second longest running television show in the world, behind some British show called The Archers of Coronation Street, which is also a soap opera.
Wow. Yeah. Makes sense.
It also has 13 Emmy wins, but I mean, I just feel like if you're, you know,
that's
you're
all.
Going from the that long, like, you know what I mean? You're going to catch an Emmy once or twice.
Yeah, like,
check it out.
Four and like
1963. Wow.
Till 2009, it was shot in just normal, everyday, standard definition. 1963 till 2009. And then 2009 till 2018, they jumped up to 720. And now it's filmed in fucking 4K. Wow.
They just skipped 1080p.
Yeah.
I love that.
They're just like, fuck 1080p, 4K only.
Yeah, gotta make sure that they're producing the hottest content for all these 4K TVs out there now.
Yeah.
Make sure you can see every pixel of a dramatic, like, tear falling down the eye of a doctor at the hospital bed, whatever happens in those shows.
They do that zoom in, and
right?
The tears and the, like,
Like the dramatic, like, look away from the camera. You can just see the side of their face and the tear falls off. And then the commercial for $5 footlong comes on and you're like, well, that's jarring.
Yeah. But then you're like, I need a footlong.
That's what you know what? The commercial works.
They do work. Speaking of commercials, you know, I've been hit up on Twitter all week because Domino's brought back the Noid and he's all over the commercials again.
Well, I mean, you are the Noid champion, you know what I mean? This is your time. You've been waiting for this moment, honestly.
Yeah, I need to capitalize on it. I need to stream some Yo Noid. I need to ping Domino's more and be like, yo, like, I've been in the Noid's corner for years. Let's do this.
They need to reach out to you, yeah. We need to, like, if anyone listening to this podcast has a formal relationship with John A. Domino, tell him to email Jaku. Immediately.
Yeah, just send me an email. Like, nothing even has to happen from it, but if I get the email, I will know.
Yeah,
that, you know, you tried. But yeah, no, like it's just kind of it's surreal, and it just makes me think the simulation's broken again. You know, we're recycling assets and resources.
I don't even remember why did the Noid stop back in the day. Was it just because it sucked, or was there a legal issue?
It's actually a really sad story.
Oh,
a man. With the last name Noid, kidnapped a bunch of employees at a restaurant because he thought Domino's was making fun of him. And so like there was a hostage situation involved. Ooh. And so they shortly after that they got rid of the noise.
Yeah.
They bowed to terroristic demands. So if you're listening, terrorists, Domino's gives into your demands.
But don't terrorize them though. Just
I don't think we have any terrorists listening to our podcast.
You never know. They could be right. They could be at your grocery store. Wild.
Oh God, I guess you're right. They might.
Well, that's yeah. I guess you know what it's. What's the rule? It's like 20 years and like they're fine, I guess. Like this guy, is this guy still around? Did they talk to him first?
He took his own life a few years after the incident.
I see.
He wasn't all right, and you know that's no joke. But yeah, it was a different time in the 90s for sure. But well, yeah, I think they realized like they can bring him back because the need does have.
I don't want to interrupt that sad part, but General Hospital was also the first show to come back from COVID-19.
Oh my God! I'm just
saying. Like, he's still reading about General Hospital.
Dude, I'm deep in the Wikipedia hole.
I told you. Yeah. Like every now and then I jump into there. I'm like, wait, there's so much more I didn't even know. And like there's I haven't checked for COVID.
Yeah, dude, this is incredible. You know what I mean? There's so much crazy shit in this show, so it's just kind of wild. You know,
that is wild.
You know, you want to know a secret, by the way? Yeah. It's not even set in a hospital anymore. It hasn't been set in a hospital for years, honestly.
So where do they? Yeah. Is it a law office? What do they do?
Most of the time, they're at court or a diner or a bar.
Interesting.
Generally, or a yacht. Around a hospital.
General, yeah, okay. Name.
Generally, you know, yeah.
Are any of the characters doctors at least? Is that
well, that's why they're at court.
It has a spinoff about just the city in general called Port Charles. Just so you know. Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is also really long running, apparently.
No crazy.
Great job maintaining such a successful series. Yeah. General Hospital.
I'm gonna go to the Noids.
Yeah,
we're gonna be on the third next topic. You're gonna be like, by the way, did you know the ears of the Noid were actually pizza slices?
Worth it, and they're not.
In regards to General Hospital, it's been running for 50 years, almost 60 years, right? So, like, if you wanted to watch episode one,
oh my God,
catch up. How like that would be like a 5-year process.
How often do they release new content for that show as well?
Every day,
because yeah,
5 hours a week, dude.
That's no wonder it's like low quality cameras, dude. Like you got so much you're spending to like write the show and to keep it going.
It's all improv. That'd be amazing.
Well, I mean, to a certain point, you have to be like, all right, and then you guys do this, and then you guys do that. Like you're. Yep. You got to shoot that shit real quick because you're literally shooting it, editing it, getting it out a day. Like it's like live to tape, I guess they would call it. Is that the proper term? You know what I mean? Like
something like that. Yeah. Like I'm sure they got to be good enough to do 2 episodes a day on like an average day so that on their bad days, they don't get behind. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like after a month, they bank up enough where they're like, all right, everybody take a vacation for a week and then come back because we got so much more hospital show to film.
Maybe that's how they do it. Maybe they film like all of them in a day, like, you know, Wheel of Fortune style. Like, do you know they do all of like
Jeopardy?
Yeah, 3 or 4 months of Jeopardy. Yeah, in a week. Yeah, it's basically they film like 1 week in one day on Jeopardy every time. So when you see someone that has like a really long streak, it's not that they've just won a game and then came back the next day and won a game. They sat there on stage for 2 hours. Yeah.
As a kid, I always thought that they came back the next night. I'm like, man, they're taking all this time off of work.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Because like a lot of people don't live near Jeopardy too, right? Like they got to fly out.
Sorry, boss. I won again, so I'm not coming in. Episodes air in 8 months. So you can check that then.
Yeah, corroborating evidence. 8 months, just turn it on NBC, whatever network. Yeah, oh my god.
Like, if that's how it worked, you could have been like, yeah, I won for like 2 months in a row, and your boss would have no idea until
you just forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you won. Oh, fucking, you know how they can cut things to be like anything they want? They just cut me winning. I actually won. I don't know.
It was against the narrative. You know, they were saying that Judy was playing better with the ratings, and so they played it, they edited it for her to win.
Yep.
Yeah. Fucking Judy.
Sorry, boss.
Fucking Judy.
But yeah, that like that makes sense, because like, I mean, we do that with content too, right? Like, I will make videos.
This podcast has been recorded. This podcast, this is our fifth one today?
Yeah. I mean, we recorded this 6 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
I have probably the rest of the year of Super Mario Maker YouTube content already recorded. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Probably literally the rest of the year. Honestly, I could probably stop recording content today and alternate Mario Maker and Grand Theft Auto videos for the rest of the year, and it wouldn't, it wouldn't even affect me.
Yeah, that's intense.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of content, and you cut it up into smaller pieces and people eat it up. It just makes sense.
Smaller pieces, good editing, good hooks, you know, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
The strongest, it's funny. The strongest stream advice that I had ever gotten was from you, Pooh, when you just said people love watching a journey, and it's the same thing that I'll tell people too. And it's like, it's so true. You know, it's so true.
It's like nobody likes Superman because he's too powerful, and he can just, as soon as he shows up, it's boring because he can solve any problem.
Yeah.
If you are on a journey with people. Yeah, sorry. If you're on a journey with people, they see you from the start to the finish, and they see you get to that goal. You didn't just get to that goal.
It's almost like, and also this is kind of weird, like failure is kind of a good thing when it comes to that. Like, the more you fail, weirdly, the bigger it starts to become.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the people really on Twitch really respect persistence, and I think a lot of it has to do with just like, it's so hard to follow through with things in general, like in our real lives, in our day-to-day lives. And so when people like attach to these kind of things to, you know, to see you, you know, go back over and over and over again, you know, to do something. And then once you do achieve it, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't know what happens. They're like, all right, never, I'm good on that. Never want to see that again. You know what I mean? It happened. But yeah, it is. I mean, that's the hard part about creating these journeys, that, you know, they do have to have an end eventually. And then you gotta think of a new fucking journey. You know?
Oh, and yeah, dude, I was fucking lost for a goddamn month after the perfect run. I was like, what am I doing now?
Yeah,
tried to beat Bowser's Fury Damageless, and that game sucks so fucking bad that I was just like, this is a terrible idea.
Yo, that's one thing that like NoPixel, like role play games, like the NoPixel has so going for it, is that it's a literal never ending journey.
Yeah.
Like, it's a never ending fucking
journey.
Yeah,
there's always like something happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Your character can go all sorts of different ways at any given time.
And it's not even your character some of the times, like you have no control over some of the situations, which is the biggest like part of it. Like you get involved in things that you were not anticipating. That 10 minutes you were going to take to go to the store now turned into a 2-hour journey because you ran into somebody and something happened.
Yeah.
Micro and macro journeys in that.
Yep. And it's, we've talked about it before. It's like, I don't remember what it was, but like when like we fall off cliffs and stuff, like it's a small inconvenience. Like, well, it's a big inconvenience to our in-game characters, but we as people realize like, that's part of their journey. It's fine. It's content at the end of the day. Like, yeah, we could have gone and done something in that time, but we did something else. And we interchanged between other our peers, and just there was a lot more content that we weren't expecting. So it was fun for us too, because it doesn't go as planned.
Yeah.
Whereas like in life, you want things to go more as planned, I think. But in this, it's like whatever happens, happens, and it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Unexpected stuff happening is always more fun content, right? Like those YouTube videos or TikToks that like you'll always watch to the end are the ones that start with like some sort of weird unexpected altercation. You're like, well, shit, now I gotta see how this ends. I gotta see what's going on with this. It's like those World Star videos. It's like, well, I'm hooked, I'm in.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Man, so you guys want to know what game I played this week?
Tell me.
I, for the first time, played through Shadow the Hedgehog, that like spinoff where
Sonic with guns,
where he's, yeah, he goes around literally just shooting people. Oh my god, dude, it's so funny. It's the,
isn't it great?
It's the, yeah, like it plays pretty, like not as bad as you would expect for a spin-off Sonic game, but still not good. But it's got a surprisingly large amount of content, and it's really, really funny, because the story how it works is like each mission branches into three paths: good, neutral, or bad. And like the first mission can go, and then there's like three lines, and then those ones can all continue, and you can like start to pivot between and weave through good, bad, good, bad. At the end of it, there's essentially like five different mission lines, and each of those has two separate outcomes. So this game has 10 endings, and in probably six of them, spoiler alert for anyone who gives a shit, Shadow just murders Dr. Eggman. Just kills him.
Just like, wow. Murders him?
Just kills him. Yeah. Like, he gets the Chaos Emeralds, and Eggman's like, it was the previous boss fight for those endings. And Eggman's like, Shadow, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm the ultimate hedgehog. And then Eggman's like, wait, no. And it shows Shadow lift up his hand and smack, and it goes black, and it's a smack sound effect. And then it plays credits.
Wow.
It's so dark.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, he teams up with aliens in one of the endings. You find out he's a robot in two of the endings, actually. You find out he's a cyborg. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, like, I remember when that game got announced, and everyone's like, it's Sonic, but with guns. And it was such a big meme then.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that none of us, like, thought to, like, even play it. But I'm glad that somebody did.
Dude, I rented it as a kid, I remember, and I played the first mission and didn't play it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, man.
He's like, an edgy hedgehog.
I'm interested in like if it's canon, if any of the endings are canon at this point, but
I doubt it. Like you kill the president at some point too.
What?
Yeah. I actually messed up that mission. The president's on a plane and you're supposed to shoot it, but like the game it's not the best game, so I wasn't like understanding what the mission wanted out of me, and then they're like, "Oh, the president got away. You messed up." And I was like, "I guess I'll just do the good side of this mission then and save this character then." Wow. It was an absolute journey.
Yeah. That is
nuts. That I mean, I've never played it at all. I kind of realized something over the last few months. I think Sonic games are generally bad.
Yeah.
I do like Mania. I like 2. I like 3. And I like Adventure 1. I think that's my list. My total list of Sonic games that I think.
And that's honestly a fair list.
I'll give Sonic CD as well in there. But I've never played Shadow. I had no idea it was so brutally violent. And I think they should make that canon. I really hope Shadow ends up in the movie sometime.
Oh, I think he would be great in the movie. I know I've seen like pictures of the filming of it. Looks like it's going pretty well. They've got these cool animatronic dolls they put around to like,
mm-hmm.
that they put in for the scenes, and obviously like they add in the editing over them and everything, but yeah, you can like see what they look like. It's super cool.
What, you mean Sonic's not real?
Don't tell the kids. It's just like Santa Claus.
Wait, what?
It just ruined your life.
What's going on?
But no, you're like, Sonic games are at best for like the excluding Mania, for the last like big batch of them, Sonic games are at best like all right, you know, like, yeah, Sonic Colors and Generation to me were all right, but
Generations I liked.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind another Generations, honestly. Obviously another Mania would be great, but yeah, like even the original Sonics, like 1, 2, and 3, like I played them and they were fun, they were good in their own right, but like if I had the choice to play Mario World or Mario 64, I was probably playing that.
Yeah. I think three and Knuckles holds up best out of any of them. I used to be Knuckles. Really about Sonic 2, but I, after replaying 3 and Knuckles, I kind of flip-flopped on that because the music's amazing. That's the thing Sonic has going for it. It's got great music in every game. Every Sonic game has sick music. Yeah.
Yeah.
They nailed the like edgy like punk, but also kind of rock metal, whatever they had going on with the Sonic Adventure games. Like every track in those is dope.
Yeah. I mean,
Sonic does that. Thank music in general.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, I'll give them music. I mean, Mario has a different type of music, at least in the new games, with like the actual symphony. Like when they did that in Galaxy and stuff and like went to that level, that just blew me away.
Yeah.
And so like, original Mario games had good music, but Sonic music was just definitely better. If you compare them, but now like if you compare symphony, Galaxy music, it's a completely different type of genre, but like it bangs in its own way.
Yeah. Nintendo switching to like just doing symphony for their like Mario Kart 8 is probably the best soundtrack of any Nintendo game just because of like the quality of those tracks, you know. When you hear the saxophone breakdown on the Captain Falcon levels, I literally like feel my pants get tighter. It's so good.
I mean, that is maybe a little far, but I'm with you on that. Does have really good music, you know what I mean? It does have really, really good music. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the symphony stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to any of the symphonies that they do?
No. I'm hoping I can catch once we can catch things again. I hope they do another Zelda one because I think that'd be super cool.
Yeah, they do one in Chicago, and every time I hear about it, it's like the night of the event. I'm like, well, I can't get in now. Although maybe, but hopefully, yeah. When things come back to normal, I will be able to go to one because I think that'd be a really fun time.
Dude, I would take a trip for that for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I want to do the Zelda one really bad. I have a friend that did the Star Wars one, so
nice. Yeah.
Apparently, the Undertale one was really good too.
Oh, yeah. I bet that one's great.
Yeah,
Undertale's got great fucking music.
It's really got
bangers.
Our friend from Bumble Bear, Belia, she had to miss the concert for Undertale. Like, she's a huge Undertale fan, and she was in New York, and she was flying out that the next day or whatever, and she was going to go to the concert, but, like, there was a big snowstorm, and she texted me. I was like, do you know any Undertale fans in Chicago? I'm like, I've never played the game, so I'm not going to take a ticket, but I know somebody. So at least I was able to get her tickets to somebody that deserved it, but, like, she was so devastated that like she missed this concert.
Where is she? She's not working at Bumble Bear anymore, isn't she? She's working
She works at Bumble Bear still, but she works mainly at Jackbox Games now. And that's why I think that's why she, no. Bumble Bear, I think they had, she was at the Bumble Bear party, their holiday party in New York. And that's why she missed it. She's like, I don't even, like, honestly, she had a good time at the party, but like, it's just like, wow. That sucks to miss that.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a bummer, but
you know what? I mean, hindsight is the last holiday party you're ever going to get to go to. So, I mean,
that's what are you true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all of those symphonies and stuff that it sounds like a great time. And like, it's cool that that's becoming more of a thing that people can go to. And it's not like, you know, outrageously expensive and or just like not something that's happening in general, because like people appreciate good music, and what if it's video game music? Still good music.
Yeah, video game music is like really good music. I hate like when people try to like down talk it gets me so riled up.
Yeah,
but man,
people don't talk anything they don't understand.
You know, good music. The recent movie had some pretty good music. A little movie by the name of Mortal Kombat. I've been dying to talk about this.
All right, let's just hit it. Let's just hit it here, because can we go full spoilers?
I think
we'll go full spoilers. I have not seen it, so if you do not want to get spoiled by Mortal Kombat movie, which come on. Like,
yeah, I think you're okay. Like,
you're probably fine. Yeah, but if you're concerned, then yeah, we'll try to put a timestamp in the description of this podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll timestamp for the spoiler. Okay. So, so Jocko, I know you haven't seen it, so I'm sorry to have to, you know, just let this be a moment, but
there's a Scorpion in it. There's a Sub-Zero in it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you got your classics. Sub-Zero is the coolest character in it. And
oh yeah, he's the coolest character in the game.
He is.
Well, him and Scorpion are the coolest characters. Yeah, they're the Ken and Ryu.
Well, Reptile's pretty cool too, though. Like,
well, he's also very cool in the movie.
He is.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
also very cool in the movie. I'm gonna go ahead and say, like, I think we should, like, firstly, something I absolutely loved about the movie is that the characters did moves that they do in the game.
Yes,
accurately.
Yes. Okay.
Even I'm not even just talking like fatalities and special moves. I'm talking like, you know, like little quirks here and there that they do. Like Reptile has that one move where he like crawls on the ground and flips you over. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And they had that in the movie. And I really appreciated those little details a deep amount.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, like there was literally a point we were watching it and Liu Kang hadn't yet done his bicycle kick. And I say to Steve and I'm like, man, I really hope Liu Kang does his bicycle kick sometime soon. 3 seconds later, he's bicycle kicking. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my, that's oh awesome. My, it was so good. Yeah. So, the fight scenes in this movie were so well done. They're so cool. There's so many of them. The characters are all super sick. I feel like to me the movie was like, all right, let's make this plot as quick as possible so we can get to the next fight, which is exactly what I wanted.
I honestly dug the plot, all of the plot up until the very end, and we're going full spoiler on this. Up until the very end, and whatever fake Scorpion says. Real quick, fake Scorpion goes, can't you just teleport us anyone anywhere? Raiden's just like, Raiden, can't you teleport anyone anywhere? And he's like, well, yeah. And then they're like, then they just magically teleport all the bad guys and all the good guys to random iconic locations in the history of the franchise. And now randomly fighting like that. And I'm like, well, Raiden, if you can do that, why don't you just teleport in the middle of the fucking ocean, bro? Like,
yeah, just teleport the bad guys to the ocean.
Yeah, just get him out of there. Fast.
I thought you weren't supposed to mess around with this, Raiden. I thought you weren't supposed to get involved. Like, you know what I mean? I thought, like, it's a million issues right here with that going on. Like, it was that it didn't ruin the movie for me because the movie is so silly already. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a lot of plot in my Mortal Kombat by any means. And the plot it had up to that point, I actually thought was legitimately good and faithful to the series. But that one thing was just like, it's like one of those times where you like look at your clock and like, oh shit, we got an hour and a half of movie. We got to wrap this thing up. You know what I mean?
That is kind of what it felt like. Yeah. They were like, we could have played that out a little bit longer and they could have been like, you know, formally had gotten together at a tournament. Raiden's like, snap, snap, snap. And then everybody,
And they were like, half of the fights were in the underworld, which none of them had been in the underworld yet. They didn't blink an eye about
right?
that.
Right. They were
fact,
all
you know
super
I mean?
Cool about it. They were like fighting dudes they'd never met kind of stuff. And they all pulled off like trademark moves. Dude, like Jax's finish, his fatality in his fight was so cool to see. It was so badass.
I thought Jax was probably my favorite character in the movie because I thought he actually had like a lot of development for being not the main character of the movie by any means, but he had a lot of development. I think one of the biggest crutches is the fact that the main character of the movie is probably one of the, like, it's newfangled Scorpion. Is that, that's, it's like,
it's like
Scorpion.
Yeah, I think the character was made for the movie, I think, but he's like a descendant of Scorpion.
No, that character's been, that like outfit's been in the game as like a Scorpion outfit before.
Maybe he's like, I think that was like the reference, but I don't think that character has been, it's like Cole something was his name.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I don't know enough about the Mortal Kombat lore.
And I think they know that most of us don't, right? Like, because how many of us have actively kept up with, you know, most of us will pick up one out of every three games and just play that one a little bit, have a good time, do some fatalities. And so you had, like, you didn't need a lot of knowledge to enjoy it. But if you had a little bit of knowledge, like, it was super rewarded. Even, like, when they're training and Liu Kang does a series of low kicks on Kano. And he's like, well, that's a kind of a cheap fighting tactic, like, as a just complete call out.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
As a video game, I don't think I've ever seen a video game movie acknowledge the video games in such a way that this one did, which made it someone like, you know, someone who even has like passing. I mean, I haven't played every single goddamn Mortal Kombat at this point, but I played enough fucking Mortal Kombat that I know a good enough, you know, every gamer our age knows a good amount about Mortal Kombat. And I thought the way it really lent, you know, gave you those winks over and over and over and over again were fucking amazing. And I really appreciated it, honestly.
It was a really fun movie. Jocko, I hope you watch it soon, because like, it was, even though we've talked about it for like these last 5-10 minutes, I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface of how badass it is.
I want to watch that, and I've got what is it, Nobody?
Yes, that's on my list too. I'm so excited to watch that one. It's like, it almost feels like budget John Wick.
But it's he was still the person that trained him for the fighting scenes was trained John Wick as well.
Fair enough.
I think it's the same director as well, actually. I think it's all like John Wick. It's just another take in that universe.
Is it in the same universe? Do you know that?
I don't know if it's in the same universe. I feel like it might be, though.
That would be cool, because that's like,
if there's a John Wick universe, that'd be pretty cool.
Right? Like the first time you watched John Wick and they went to the Intercontinental or whatever that hotel was, like, wasn't that the coolest part of the movie? Right? Yeah. I love that. That was so dope. Yeah. I'm such a huge fan of Bob Odenkirk, so I'm really excited to watch Nobody. Right. I need to see either of you guys watched Godzilla vs. Big Monkey yet?
No.
No.
Yeah. I'm surprised people haven't talked about that more.
Yeah. I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I think it's the Godzilla problem. But that's all
I don't know. Like, I think we're in a weird time right now in this pandemic where people are like, what do I want to say? Like, new shows and things aren't, like, I don't want to start anything new right now. I don't know. Like, people are kind of burnt out on this, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just so itching to go out, especially as it's getting so close, you know what I mean? To, like, hitting that tipping point of, well, at least here in America, sucks to be you, Canada.
Yeah.
Of, like... It's got to feel so weird for literally up until about February, Canadians are like, man, these dumbass Americans. And all of a sudden, like, we just got a ton of vaccines and you guys are just sitting there and just waiting.
Yeah. Now we have like big anti-mask protests going. Dude, there was like a huge anti-lockdown protest going down in my city right at the riverfront.
Oh, wow.
Massive. And it was like I have a realm of understanding for some of the anti-lockdown protests, because it's been like a very sporadic amount of lockdown. You know, the rules have never been consistent. It's been mismanaged, you know, and if it was kind of firm from the beginning, it could have been a little bit better, yada, yada, yada. Small business owners are all that stuff. But dude out here, like, who had the megaphone at the rally started comparing it to the Holocaust. And I was like, yo, that's a step. That's a step you're taking. Okay. But yeah, it's Ontario is basically like turning into this really angsty and like aggressively charged.
Everyone's angsty.
Yeah.
Everyone's angsty.
Canada
right now
never shows the pro lockdown protests either.
A pro lockdown, would that be a protest or would that be like a celebrate?
It's they're all celebrating
the protest protesters
protesting from their home.
And
the news never shows them.
That's
I don't get it. Biased media, man.
I mean, yeah, this was like, dude, I just saw this when I was going out for a walk. It's like not the first time. I've been seeing, like, there have been like probably like four or five times where I've caught large protests in there happening last year.
That's a lot of protests.
Yeah, I mean, people are angsty right now. I think that's maybe like the best way to describe it, or like the nicest way to describe it. Nah, you know, I mean, everyone is, and I think it's worse when like when your neighbor gets a pool, you want to get a pool.
But you don't know when your pool is coming in.
Well, not only that, especially when it's your neighbor who's like drunk, like kind of like, you know, fucks around, accidentally shot his gun off in his home. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like how can this fucker afford a pool? Like what's the whole last year he's just been an asshole. And then he gets a pool. Like that's Canada right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Looking at us.
It's a
like,
great analogy. You know? It really is.
It really is. Yeah, it's the best way, you know what I mean? Because like we did it. We did everything wrong. Like if there was true like world karma, like America doesn't deserve to have all the vaccines we have right now with how serious we took it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like we took it the least serious, and then we're being rewarded the most because of the most problems, and we're getting our shots first. Maybe because they know we're the only ones that. Yeah, like you know what I mean. It's like we either fucking do it or.
Well, you guys are making. You guys have manufacturing there too, which is a part of it. You guys make some of them too.
Yeah, that does help. You know, us controlling the world supply of everything.
Yeah,
one way or another.
It's that money.
Definitely does help.
It's that money.
Yeah, I mean, helps in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? So, yeah the whole thing is just wild.
Yeah,
just wild.
But I'm hopeful that I'll be able to get mine. You know, in like the next 6 months. I'm fingers crossed, but we'll see.
So,
yeah. We've gone this far, and you know what? What's another?
Well, that's like gotta sneak you over the border.
Yeah, well, that's like a thing though too. Like I'm not gonna see anyone who's not vaccinated for the, like I'm down to hang out with a large group of vaccinated people right now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But because I'm much less likely. Whereas, like, you know, I was hanging out with people in December and things. Not you know what I mean? Like, I saw someone in February. I wasn't hanging out with people. Sorry, I hang out with my brother-in-law. But like, once the vaccine started rolling out, we stopped hanging out with my brother-in-law until he got vaccinated. Until he got vaccinated, because it was like, well, now that we're so close to the finish line, we can't fuck this up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the guys that are like riding the bike into the finish line and they do the celebration. And like,
and then another guy speeds up ahead of them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that.
Yeah.
100%.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like this weird thing now. So it's like, it just sucks for you too in so many ways. Like, it's just, oh God, I feel bad. I legitimately feel bad.
Are you a vaccine man? We're flying over the
Drone it to me. That'd be great. Yeah, I could probably I'll figure that out and just inject it in my butt.
If we did that, no, you inject it in your arm is fine.
Okay.
If we did that, we're probably breaking a bunch of laws.
Yeah, but we could probably get away with it.
Think of the views on YouTube for that video.
Yeah, it's true.
International vaccine.
And you know, we could even rig it up so that the drone could even administer the vaccine.
Oh my God, there we go.
Right, because if that happened, if I never touched it, used it, if I was taking a nap on the riverfront and, you know, like if a cop came up to me, I could be like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know what you're saying. I was just taking a nap.
I spoke about this on a previous podcast with the RFIDs and stuff where people put it in their hands and the magnets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny, afterwards, he's like, you know, I'm actually licensed to do that. And I'm licensed to administer the vaccine.
Wait, he's a licensed to do that?
Yeah, there's some sort of license you can get for just injections and like small incision stuff like that, I guess. I don't know the full details. It's not something that I pursued. But yeah, he's technically licensed to do it. So if he's controlling the drone, by definition and extension, the drone is licensed to do it.
Makes sense to me.
We're breaking less laws every second we talk.
I think we've actually figured this out like fully.
All right. All right, Canadians that live in Ontario or can get to the river, let's do this. Let's
set this up. Yeah, bring a nice dozen and then give us the first one. You'll come back in 3 weeks, check up on us, how we're doing. The only problem is we can't get that, like, I don't know. We'd have to forge our vaccine passports at that point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, our but vaccine yeah. cards.
Yeah.
That's going to, I feel like that's going to be like the next most interesting thing about this is like when, like you guys get those little cards, right? That are kind of like mm-hmm. your, you know, and it's kind of like what, just a piece of paper?
It's cardstock.
It's cardstock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anyway, I was almost yeah. imagining you guys would get like a laminated thing that says I am vaccinated, you know, like an vaccination yeah. ID.
I keep it in my wallet.
Yeah, it would be better yeah. if like we did get something a little bit more official, yeah. because there are a lot of people that are one. It's very easy for people to just, you know, copy and make their own.
Yes,
but people are just like, yeah, people are just like forging them all over the place, and like there's baseball games that like require you to have your vaccine.
Exactly. Card, yeah.
Like, so like, and those people are like, yeah, fuck that. I bought a forged one. I bought one online, and it's like, we're fucking up at the finish line again.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Like it's not worth it. It's kind of ridiculous that like, yeah, that's the thing that we're also skimping on instead of like, although I get it. People don't want government tracking us. It's like, you can tie it to something. You can make something a little bit more secure than that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have the whole thing is just so silly. The government tracking thing is so silly, but just, I don't know, everything about it, the way people are like, fighting it is insane. It blows my mind how many like genuinely smart people, I shouldn't say smart people, but articulate people, just are against it now. I don't know. It's just so weird to me.
Yeah,
it's so weird to me. And it's like, and also like the people that are like, oh, you shouldn't have vaccine cards. I'm like. How do you think people go to public schools? Like, what do you think a public school does? Like, literally, everyone that's ever been to public school has literally had to show them that they got their vaccines. Every single one. All of your kids. Like, through the history of time. You know, that's how we got rid of polio.
Yeah. No, it's kind of crazy that, like, there are so many people against that sort of stuff. And, like, I get it. You don't want tracking, but, like... That's why we live in a society and like we have these laws and stuff, and like they're already tracking you if they want to. You're not that special.
Exactly.
Not that special. Yeah.
Like, the majority.
I think that's the hard part.
Yeah.
I guess the hard part is people don't. Special. Yeah. They don't. Yeah. They want to. They don't want to not be special. Exactly. Yeah.
Tim Cook, or as a lot of us like to call him, Tim Apple. He recently spoke with some government officials about like making iPhones viable, like passport, having like a passport app on the phones, and like they laughed him out of the courtroom or wherever he was talking about it, I guess. And like he's like we're gonna still look into doing it, because like there is no digital passport system that like I'm aware of, and like, yeah, you know, Apple being the holder of it, being a fan of Apple, I'm okay with it. I can understand why people would be having reservations around a company having passport information, but like, we should be going digital in some regard on this. And like, who better than a company that's very focused on privacy at this point? You know, definitely don't want Google doing it, and maybe it's not going to be Apple either, but like, we should be getting to those points and think about those type of things now, because in the next, you know, 50 years, it's going to become the obvious choice. Like, yeah, we'll probably still have a paper fallback, but like, imagine losing your passport and just being like, oh, it's no problem, I just load it up on my phone or here.
Yeah,
because that's a very real problem. And also it's a lot harder to forge a digital thing than a piece of paper like this vaccine thing. And I don't want to say the blockchain is the answer, because a lot of people say, oh, this is the perfect example for a blockchain. But you know, something along those lines. It's a feasible solution, but at the end of the day, we need to shift people's thoughts towards that sort of stuff when it comes to validation and making that acceptable.
Yeah,
I like I just like blaming the blockchain or like and everything. Oh, it's the blockchain.
Yeah, just use the blockchain. On the blockchain. Easy. Figure it out with the blockchain. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Use the blockchain.
Solves everything. Solves
every problem.
Love that blockchain.
Yep.
Blockchain. In a society. All right, we talked about Mortal Kombat. We talked about vaccines. I don't know how we got from Mortal Kombat back to vaccines.
Yeah, Liu Kang is actually an anti-vaxxer. What happened?
Yeah, Shang Tsung is definitely an anti-vaxxer.
Shang Tsung, Shang Tsung's a fucking, he's poisoning you. He's like double anti-vax.
Do you guys know about the subreddit, like shitty movie facts?
No.
Okay, well, so there's a subreddit called like movie facts, and it's always really good movie facts. And I just thought of a really good shitty movie fact for Mortal Kombat. And a title for it would be, the Mortal Kombat movie was released during the pandemic because a lot of the characters are wearing masks. That would be a movie. That'd be a shitty.
It's a good
detail.
Shitty movie detail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good subreddit. Shitty movie details. I like this a lot.
Yeah. It's so great. It's like. Because they pop up, I'm not subscribed to them. It's just like in the top feed that I get.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then, I think it's a real movie details post, and like that's why I don't subscribe to it because I want to have.
You
that
like to get
feed.
Yeah. You like to get hoo-ha'd by it.
Yeah, it's just so much fun. It's like, wait, is this real? Oh, I'm gonna shitty. Okay, that was good.
Oh my god. Dude, the first thing I saw is a post that says in Django Unchained, they snuck in a reference to Quentin Tarantino's favorite Mike Myers movie. And it just shows him wearing they're both wearing like a blue suit with a gigantic white frilly tie. But one of them's Django Unchained and one of them is Austin Powers. This is beautiful. I love it. You just gave me a full night full of entertainment.
It's a great sub.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Have you guys got any thoughts on this online Mario Party action that just snuck up on us?
You played it, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was okay. So it was fun, and it was a good time. We had 2 out of 3 games disconnect like 10 turns in, which really soured the experience.
My God.
Yeah. And like, as much as I want to be like, yeah. Apart from that, it was good. Like, that's like a, you can't really get around that problem, right? Like, if you're an hour in and your game of Mario Party stops and there's no, you know, there's no way to pick up where you left off.
That sucks.
Yeah. So
that would have been a good solution.
Yeah. Yeah. If they were able to save board state, you know, that, because they do that for the single player. I'm not exactly sure why they don't do that for the multiplayer. I mean,
after every turn, it just does a quick save, and then the host can like replay the host.
Right, like if the game disconnects, the host can be like, "All right," and everybody can just pick which character to jump in on, right? And then, yeah, like that's it.
That's horrible. That you know, and it's crazy because like it feels like they forgot that they had this patch. It feels like they're like, oh wait, we never released it,
right?
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah
like I'm thankful for it, but like it's a little late on that, Nintendo. Like people were not like, oh well, I'm not buying this game because it doesn't have online now, and oh, it's got online now, I'm gonna go buy it today. Like
I've seen a lot of that buying. Yeah, a lot of my Twitch chat saying it too, and I'm like, it's a fun game, like don't get me wrong, but I'm like, I had this many disconnects out of this many games, so keep that in mind. You know, I'm trying to make that part known because,
Also been another thing if they released it, I don't know, around this time last year. And I wonder if they thought about doing it this time last year, but they're like, oh, no, Animal Crossing's doing great.
Yeah, maybe. Forget maybe it. They needed like a mid Animal, like then, because Animal Crossing was the big game at this time. So they're like, oh, we got nothing to release right now. So maybe we can just make Super Mario Party sell a bit right now.
Yeah, I was just, because like, if they did it for COVID reasons, like, it's almost too late to do it for COVID reasons.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Canada used to got another year.
Yeah. But we're like, we're pretty much the population of New York, but spread over a massive country anyway, so.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Plus, it doesn't travel in the cold, I heard.
What, Mario Party or COVID?
COVID.
Or Mario Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario Party.
That's probably why I got the disconnects, because of my cold internet.
Yeah. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a little too late, Nintendo. Like, thankful it's there, I guess. Nice little feature for people that had the game. probably not a reason to go buy the game, especially with the disconnects you had.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bummer, but I had a good enough time either way.
Yeah.
Not as good of a time as I'm going to have with Pokemon Snap tomorrow, though.
I am pretty hyped about Snap.
Yes.
Although I probably just ended up playing GTA all day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm in the... I got a really good Iron Mon run going too, and I like almost don't want to play something different, but
I know it's like hard when you're into something else and then something you've been looking forward to comes out, right? You know, and it's like I mean, even with Pokemon Snap too, it's like it's probably a day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's realistically, it's probably a day. You know what I mean? It's not really a game you're gonna have to stream for a week and a half. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, you know, I got a good groove going. I got this fun thing going on. You know what I mean?
And you've already been out of Los Santos for a day now. So, like, 2 days?
There might be
a new mayor by the time you come back.
No, the election's not till the end of May. I am excited for election season, though, to come back around. The whole thing's just fucking... Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard when you're in a groove as a streamer and you want to play something. I don't know. It's just a difficult thing when you're in a fucking groove. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. More than anything. It's a different thing.
And we got a busy day tomorrow. You know, those listening live, be sure to check out, you know, the St. Jude Play Live crowd control event that we're putting on, starting with Grand Pooh Bear. What time are you starting tomorrow, Pooh?
10 a.m. PST, 1 p.m. PST. Eastern. Yeah, there, so I'll be in Los Santos by like 1:30. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, you can't stream at all. You got to host into the next person. You're going to... No, it's fine.
Oh, I'm going to host the next person.
No, I know. I'm joking. I'm joking about not streaming at all.
Like, I love me some charity. I do love the charity. You know, I was talking to Moni, and like, I'm so nervous that... Because there's no way I'm going to raise what I raised last year. There's just no way that I'm going to be able to do it. And I'm already feeling like shit about it.
you just got to make up the difference yourself. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's
you got two segments, though. Maybe you cross both, you crush it, yeah. Right? And you're starting and finishing. Everybody knows those are the two biggest segments, right? Like,
yeah.
Those are the two big boys.
There is talk amongst some of the other Warworld staff to join into the campaign after it's over and just do some small bonus streams. So we'll see if that does anything extra.
Yeah.
And if depending on the energy of how the team's feeling, that's like behind the scenes for it. So I think we're gonna be fine. We got a killer lineup for tomorrow. It's gonna be a good time, and we got quite a few new crowd control games to show off and announce. So we got a lot of announcements to give, and I don't know, it's gonna be fun. And we got to see the St. Jude Summit today. We actually got to see it right before recording, the segment, at least about crowd control. And like, I gotta say it again, like, XWAR, that was a really well done video.
I was so happy to see the reception in the chat, man. Everybody was like getting into it. A lot of people were like really confused about how crowd control works, but it was cool.
It got them to the details. As always, there's a few comments here and there.
It's the I can't believe there's no Switch support ones that just like, what do you like, how do you think they explain to me how you'd make it work?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry. We're a very small company. We'll get right on that. Like, oh, we didn't even think about the Switch. Is that out?
We forgot about Nintendo Switch.
Oh, that's what we've been missing all
this
time.
Oh man, you know, I haven't picked mine up in a while. I must have just...
Yeah. I thought it was a phone tablet. Oops, egg on my face. But yeah, it's going to be a good time tomorrow. I'm excited. We're going to be working behind the scenes, all the Warworld staff members just watching, making sure everything's going well.
And yeah.
Hope that you are, those that are listening now live are going to show up, and those that, you know, are listening later in the week after this releases, hopefully you showed up and you had a good time. Let us know, and you know, send your feedback to us. We'd love to hear what you thought of the event.
Where should they send that feedback?
feedback@warp.world.
there you go easy peasy.
Speaking of email, should we go over to some side questions?
I was gonna segue it myself. Let's do it.
All right. Hello, gamers. When it comes to gaming and Twitch, what is your biggest blind spot? Something you feel you should probably know more about, but just haven't been able to get into yet. Thanks, Manic T. Sound.
Sound is hard.
Sound is a great one. Sound is hard.
Sounds hard.
Yeah.
It's like leveling your volume, your preferred volume, to the game volume, to what the stream hears is one thing. Mm-hmm. Your microphone, your own voice. You know, who's a loud guy? I'm a quiet person. When we stream together, it's a harder balance. There's so much that goes into it. And yeah, it's like, it might sound perfect to you. And as soon as you click live, someone's like, what's that buzzing? I can't hear you. You're like, what? I spent hours on it.
Yeah.
So sound.
Sound is a hard one.
Make a better sound experience. It's the hardest thing. Video, we all generally have similar vision in some regards. Like, obviously there's color blindness. Some people have a harder time seeing certain things, but like, if it looks good to you, it probably looks good to most general population. But sound is just something that everyone's a little different on. All right, next one. Hello, gentlemen. First time caller, long time listener. I love the time travel talk from a few weeks ago. Have you guys played Bioshock Infinite? It has a 6 explanation of the many worlds theory, and it is my favorite out of any game or movie. Fuzzy Wuzzy. Mm. Also, my dad and son are sun sneezers. Did we not answer this one, X-Water?
I think I copied. Yeah, I think I definitely copied a week ago one on that one. That's okay. My B. Yeah, I mean, we talked about that last week. Yeah. But the sun sneezers, he sent a follow-up email. I copy and pasted that detail because we talked about that last week. And I just thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we love the game. Great game. Time travel. We love time travel.
Yes, we love the time travel.
We love time travel so much that we went back and answered the question again.
Nice save.
There you go.
That was actually pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right. Cool. That's it for questions then.
All right, then I guess that's I think that wraps our show today then.
That'll do it.
Yep.
That'll do it. Episode 196 in the books. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you want to Patreon, check it out. Patreon.warp.world. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. Have a good one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.